This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Condolences to all the Cubs fans out there. Cubs lose the World Series.
Good morning, Mully.
Doesn't it feel that way? Doesn't losing Alex Bregman feel like you just lost the World Series?
No, that's overstating it.
You said yesterday that they could win the World Series. Or, not you, I'm sorry, but we talked about...
Two things are true. Getting Alex Bregman would have made them a legitimate World Series contender. Mm-hmm. But losing him to the Red Sox in the way that they did with the contract he signed doesn't equate to losing a World Series.
Three-year deal for, $120 million, a massive contract, $40 million a year, $10 million more than anyone else was offering.
$40 million a year.
And he still gets the opt-outs after each year.
Congratulations to Scott Boras. Yeah. You know, Bruce pushed back, and Scott Boras got the deal he wanted and saw it and held out for. There are reports in Detroit. They probably feel very disappointed as well, Tigers fans, because the length of that offer was a six-year deal, reportedly. Mm-hmm. And Bregman turned that down for a higher average annual value or average annual salary.
A lot higher.
And $10 million more than the next highest bidder.
Come on.
It's understandable to be disappointed in Chicago, to feel like you missed out on something. But knowing that, it's hard to be too unhappy when you see a guy getting paid $40 million a year to play second base.
I nearly bought a house one time, but I was $10 million short in the bid. I had bid $10 million in one. But I could only afford the dollar. It's an absurd amount of money.
It is an absurd amount of money. It would be fun sometimes to debate whether or not the Cubs overpaid for somebody. I would look, if they want to next November overpay for Kyle Tucker, I think it will be fun to debate whether or not they did or not. Now, that would be a different kind of investment. I as we process this beginning this morning and what it means and what they are and aren't without him, I have a hard time just... Common sense says that you're not going to pay Alex Bregman, 30 years old, $40 million a year.
Don't you wonder why you didn't make it $5 million more? Like, I just wonder what is the tipping point for getting a deal done. If you give a guy $10 million more a year, well, you won. If there's a $10 million difference. But what if there was like a $2 million difference? In other words... Did they overbid?
Did the Red Sox overbid?
Well,
perhaps they did, because the only question then would be, why did it take this long?
Right.
Maybe there was negotiating back and forth, and maybe it's all the answers lie in the details with the opt-outs and the flexibility those provide. It's hard to know until you see what's being reported now is that the salary is, think about it, $10 million more than anybody else was offering. That's not a hard decision for Alex Bregman.
That's a lot more.
And now the Red Sox in the offseason got Garrett Crochet. Now they add Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
They have to feel very good about their opening day lineup and their chances for the season. Meanwhile, the Cubs, I tweeted out last night when this happened around 9:45, the Cubs miss out. And I feel like they did miss out, but it's understandable why they would not be in this given what the Red Sox overpaid.
Yeah, it's a huge overpay. I mean, it's a crazy amount of money. Again, why wouldn't $7 million more? Like, you could have saved so much money by not, but they, it's almost like they just decided, all right, this is going on too long. Let's just put it out of.
We've seen teams and organizations bid against themselves. Yeah, it's not. That's not.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah, doesn't it feel like they bid against themselves?
It does feel that way. It's not the same type of acquisition, but we live in a city and we've been talking about Ben Johnson for a month now. The Bears essentially paid him more than anybody else offered.
Mm-hmm.
$13 million. How much would that have been what the other teams that were interested in him would have paid him? We'll never know.
Right.
So when you come up with a number, maybe they didn't want to go higher than $120 million. And they said, okay, and they worked out the terms. There's going to be a lot of reporting on this. A lot of the details will come later. The bottom line is the Cubs have to now go to Plan B. And if Plan B is Matt Shaw, then you have to embrace that possibility and you have to go into the season with high aspirations and four really young developing players in your lineup every day.
But I mean, I understand what you're saying. I think we always knew that if they got Bregman, that Shaw wouldn't be the starting third baseman. But now they've got to get a backup third baseman, mm-hmm. right? So it's like Plan B is Turner or whomever, right? Isn't that more Plan B? Not as the starter. Matt Shaw was always there, is all I'm saying.
If that makes sense, that I think the way you listen to Craig Counsell, and he's elaborating quite a bit. I think some people are maybe not as satisfied in hearing him elaborate on certain things, but he's been pretty open, I think. Sounds like he's pretty set with his backup plan at third base. Like, he talked about Birdie, and he talked about...
So they're not going to add anybody else?
I don't know. I think that he's protected himself against that possibility, and he's braced for that reality. If they do, it's a bonus. I still think that Justin Turner is 40 years old. It's right. Not ideal, but it does give you some insurance and maybe some security. I also found it very interesting that the story and the news coming out yesterday, looking forward to talking to Bruce about this, Alex Canario is out of options, and he's been practicing as a backup first baseman. Maybe a right-handed pop or complement or platoon with Michael Bush at first base. I don't know defensively if that's a risk or whatever, but there are options that they have.
That was the one thing he did say that kind of caught everyone's attention, that they needed cover at first base,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy.
A little bit.
But I guess Bellinger's gone, and that had been your cover.
And that was your cover, and it gave you a good feeling. Justin Turner certainly would be a guy
right.
that could back up both positions, or maybe sometimes if Shaw struggles, start at third base. You have realistic expectations if a guy joins your team at 40. But you would feel better about the situation. And I think the Cubs want to put themselves now in a position where they feel better about the situation because it's disappointing.
Well, it's funny because, Dustin, are you disappointed? Because the amount of money helped ease the disappointment. It was kind of like, oh, well, I mean, they of course they got him. They went $10 million more than anyone else.
A bit disappointed, but based on the figures, you're right. I mean, it's ridiculous. Well, $40 million a year for a 30-year-old. Here's the next time Jed talks, and it could be here on the Score. Who knows? Are the Cubs not in the business of deferred money? It just doesn't yeah. seem so. It seems like to get these big deals done,
right.
teams are deferring
That's
money.
That's an excellent question.
And it doesn't, you know, is that just a something from Tom? Like, we don't do that. Dude, like, we're not involved in that.
To
game.
Your knowledge, and I know this is a big question to ask it at 5:39, but has he addressed or Ricketts ever addressed that question? I don't recall asking it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And I'm trying to
remember.
You're
the last one who had access to him, right?
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's why I'm not blaming you for not asking him either. But we did talk to Tom Ricketts at the convention, and I think that there were questions alluding to that, but I'm not quite sure. I'd have to go back and check. It's a great question, because if the Red Sox got that done in part because of the deferral. Look, Mully, but you're right. There's an understanding of what happened and why the Cubs maybe were fiscally responsible and not giving this guy $40 million a year. But I think by the same token, an honest reaction is disappointment.
Yeah,
I think you can be disappointing and understand.
I think it's been such a long kind of daily update process. I mean, I feel like we've had daily updates, which are basically speculation, for roughly 3 or 4 weeks now, where every day it feels like, the Cubs, they've inched ahead. Oh, the race is,
It felt that way.
Yes.
Well, because a lot of people were speculating. And let's just take yesterday until this broke last night at about 9:30, 9:45. We had audio from Harold Reynolds, who had a source telling him Bregman went to the Cubs. Our guy, John Heyman, who does the job as well as anybody, went on a podcast on Wednesday afternoon and said that the Cubs were the favorite.
Yeah.
And so you build up this sort of expectation, maybe a little bit of excitement. And you think, okay, this could be possible. And then you see it ruined the way that I watched the rest of the Four Nations face off.
Well, I got to tell you, I think that what's interesting to me is yesterday was the first time I heard A.J. Hinch talk about it. Mm-hmm. And he talked about the special relationship that the two of them have and how close they are. And I was thinking like, oh, wait a minute, like, I was thinking of it as a pure money decision, and the Cubs, when it came down to everyone making the same offer, were the more desirable destination. Mm-hmm. And whether it's your workout buddy or a couple guys you played with, you were like, oh, look, they got connections. Yeah, he would want to come here. But his old manager is in Detroit, and his old backup manager is in Boston. Like, you didn't think about it in terms of because I thought about it only as a monetary issue.
Right.
But I feel like it came down to just money.
I think it did come down to money. And if you're, I feel like this is not rationalization. Maybe you disagree. But if you're in Detroit and a Tigers fan, you're more disappointed, I think, than a Cub fan.
I bet you're hugely
because
disappointed.
Because you had a 6-year offer, apparently, reportedly, on the table. You had the ex-manager there, and you had a need that exists, and he said no anyway.
Yeah.
To go to the Red Sox, it just made them a better team.
Yeah, I never thought about it in the sense of who needs it more, who needs it most. Mm-hmm. I thought about it in the sense of who's giving the most.
I just
who's
feel like
offer him the best deal.
But you were not alone in that. I think a lot of people felt the same way and were overlooking some of these connections that make a lot of sense now, but in retrospect, maybe we overlooked because you're like, well, he's not going to pick the Boston Red Sox because he's got a connection with that manager. But I think all of it came together. Well, here's what's really interesting too. At this stage of his career, I know he was a shortstop in college, but he's going to play second base, apparently. Mm-hmm. So he's going to move from third base to second base because the Red Sox are set there. So I think there's all kinds of questions you wonder about that move, and you're paying $40 million. We talk about premium positions in the NFL more so than we do in Major League Baseball, but $40 million for a second baseman.
Yeah, but I mean, by doing that, don't they have a better lineup? I mean, they're getting a hot corner offensive production at second base.
Yeah, I agree.
I just think that, well, I guess what I kind of underestimated is that the Yankees are damaged, right? The Yankees might be taking a step back, even though they're acting like that's not the case, and they've obviously got pitching and improved.
You lose Soto, you take a step back.
You're taking a step back. So maybe the Red Sox think, hey, we can take this step forward and win the division, right?
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably all sensible. And we're getting a lot of pushback. Like, why do you worry about the Cubs' money? And they're going to be fiscally responsible and win 85 games. It's not all that. I mean, we can still be critical of the Cubs for not doing enough, and we can always be critical of ownership, and we're going to still be skeptical about a lot of things. It's just that at first blush, when it hits you, you understand. Anybody, I think, applies common sense to this. You understand why a team that didn't offer $10 million more, this is an overpay. This is clearly an overpay.
It's $10 million more. It's $40 million a year. I mean, where does that fit in the landscape of baseball? I understand it's Shohei makes a ton of money and Soto made a ton of money.
It's understandable to be disappointed. It's hard to be mad about this. You know, I didn't come in this morning like I'm just ticked off at Tom Ricketts because he won't spend. I don't feel that. I'm not going to manufacture that.
I'm more surprised at the amount of money
I am too.
He's getting.
I am too.
It's crazy.
That's the dominant reaction. Surprise.
Yeah, it is surprise. Because it was this horse race, and it was like kind of you thought the Cubs had inched ahead, and you know they're coming down the stretch, and here it comes. And then the guy, the horse wins by 40 lengths. Like, what? How did that happen? How did that guy, woo, like, get so far ahead of everyone else?
7-7-3.
It's almost like watching the Bulls game yesterday.
Oh, no. Let's not go there yet. Oh, my gosh. 7-7-3. When is David apologizing to Bruce, giving him a hard time on Scott Boras? Boras won again. Boston has to be ticked off. It offered $10 million a year. Boras played the three perfectly. Boras won this one. He did. My pushing back at Bruce yesterday was that there are examples in the last couple of years at this time of the year where Boras had some issues, but he did win this one. And in fairness, he deserves credit because he got a deal that got an infielder $40 million.
A second baseman.
A second baseman. It's crazy. So now you got to recalibrate as a Cub fan, process this disappointment, figure out how you feel about this team without Alex Bregman.
Yeah, I think you still feel pretty good. I still think that, they're the best team in the division, that they did more than anyone in the division. I mean, could they have gotten better? Yeah, that would have been better. But I think that it's not like, imagine if you had a team that signed a guy and you thought, oh, that's not bad, and it was not quite $2 million. And then there's another team that signed a guy for $40 million. Like, are you in the same league?
I know. It's a lot. It's a lot. Now I'm wondering how much to look at this now as, see, the Red Sox, they get Bregman. Nick Pivetta signs with the Padres.
Yep.
Does this mean the Padres are now more likely to deal Dylan Cease because they signed Pivetta to a four-year deal? They signed Michael King.
Yeah.
They're locking up those guys for the next couple of years. Did they look at Cease as maybe he's going to be walking at the end of the year, get something for him now? Could the Cubs be in on that now? Do we shift our focus, or is that just a rebound reaction?
Well, I think you shift your focus because the money that was earmarked, the money that you saved on Bellinger that you were going to put into Bregman is still sitting there.
I know.
And you got a guy that it's not a lot of money. You got to give up a prospect or two, but you get a guy even for a year who, if you're on the one and done plan, he's the best pitcher on the staff.
I agree with that. I just don't know how much hope to invest in that, because I don't know how realistic it is or isn't right now. It's February 13th, so there's plenty of time to get these deals done. Last year, Dylan Cease didn't get traded by the White Sox until it was after spring training, right? We're well into spring training.
Yeah, we're easing into the Cease time.
Definitely. So the annual Dylan Cease trade conversation. I'm not ready to go there yet, I guess, but because it just, you know, you set yourself up for another disappointment. That's all you got to do. You set yourself up for another disappointment if you think that way.
Well, you've got to learn to love again.
I know. I know. Well,
you can't live with protecting your wounded heart.
I'm good. I'm fine. We'll talk about it. It makes sense to me why the Cubs didn't get Alex Bregman if the Red Sox were willing to pay him what they ended up paying him.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.